Crusaders get stronger each time we come back from near death. Do it now!
Vegeta and the Z-Fighters were no match for Frieza's monstrous third form. In a desperate ploy, Vegeta lowered his defenses, allowing Krillin to blast him through the chest. After Dende healed the prince, his power soared to new heights. For a moment, Vegeta believed he had actually become strong enough to defeat Frieza. Was he the Super Saiyan? Yet the Frost Demon had already transformed, and his fourth form proved to be far superior. In fact, Vegeta was completely incapable of even laying a hand on the tyrant. Alas, he was now on the verge of hopelessness. Bringer of Death by N.P. Berry Hill and David Starling M. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Akira Toriyama. Frieza Saga, Part 1. Deathbringer. As Vegeta failed to hold back his shock at Frieza's true might, the inevitability of his imminent death crept ever closer. For years he had contained his fear, always clinging to the hope that one day he would be the one to destroy Frieza. Now he finally knew the truth. He was no Super Saiyan. Vegeta, Prince of all Saiyans, was about to die by the hands of the same tyrant who had destroyed everyone and everything he once cared about. In spite of how far he had come, he, like those who came before him, would soon be eradicated like an insignificant minion by the heartless Lord Frieza. It seemed like a lifetime ago, but Vegeta was struck once again by the sting of being a child without a father, a mother, or even a home planet. They had all been ripped away from him, and he had been proud enough, even as a child, to suck it up, never once showing any sign of weakness. The lies he had confidently boasted throughout his life, claiming he cared nothing for his home planet or his race, shattered in his mind and at last brought him to tears. "Stupid weakling," Vegeta angrily grumbled in self-loathing. He was choking up, furious at how unbecoming of a warrior this emotional display was. Oh, how he longed for his father to see his progress as a warrior, to share in the triumphs and victories of his life. More than anything, he wanted to awaken from his enslavement to Frieza, as if it were one long nightmare. Very soon it would all end. Would he awaken, or would he lie forever in dreamless sleep?
"Vegeta, face it! Your fight with me is futile and useless!"
Frieza had emerged completely unscathed from Vegeta's last attack, as the dry dust of Namek dissipated to reveal the icy tyrant's cruel smirk. He had laughed at the very best Vegeta could possibly muster, the strength achieved through an entire life of training.
"Just wake up, you're blind and delusional!"
Vegeta's weeping eyes had already confirmed that he was out of ideas, but to the mighty Frieza the fun was just beginning. Before he granted death, he wanted to break the lone prince, spirit and soul.
"You keep going on about being a Super Saiyan, but it's just a myth, Vegeta. I've never seen one, have you? You're such a chump!"
Vegeta already knew it was over in his heart, even as he pondered his situation.
"Why? Why? Why?"
Another droplet of sadness and regret rolled down his jaw.
"My entire life has been leading to this moment against Frieza, so how can I fail like this?"
He crashed to his knees, looking at his open palms through the watery haze.
"Is this all some cruel joke? The stories of the legendary Super Saiyan passed on to me by my father, all just mocking me with a power I can never achieve."
In a distant realm, King Kai watched the events unfolding.
"Poor Vegeta."
He spoke mostly for the benefit of the deceased fighters of Earth still on the planet.
"Even now the prince has been brought to tears by the icy tyrant. His heart of stone is beginning to melt, but I fear it's too late. All things come back around in time, and Vegeta's treachery is about to be paid back on him tenfold."
"Oh, poor foolish Vegeta."
Frieza's voice dripped with sarcasm.
"Have you finally realized the hopelessness of your situation? Finally recognized how foolish it was to defy me? I'm about to kill you, Vegeta."
The prince just knelt there as resolve drained from his eyes, each hot tear bringing him 1 second closer to the inevitable.
You're just like your father. Proud, arrogant, blinded by ambition.
He smirked.
And now destined to be forgotten. The Saiyan race will never be remembered.
Frieza stepped forward, crushing the rocky ground with his 3-pronged foot.
Today the memory of your race will be snuffed out, along with your life.
A wave of heat suddenly flooded Vegeta's ears and forehead, jolting him back to reality. His gloved hands braced against the blue grass of Namek, each grasped a handful of the soft dirt and clenched tightly.
No, Frieza! You're wrong!
Saiyan wrath suddenly began to smolder inside him, pure and directed. He lifted his head, his eyes piercing through the heartless murderer in front of him. Vegeta felt himself slipping deeper into the rage, and he welcomed it. With fists shaking with tension, teeth clenched, and all his muscles rippling with pure, unadulterated anger, he welcomed the power of death into him.
Oh, Vegeta, must you spend the last few moments of your worthless existence clinging to hope in that nonsensical fairy tale? And all these years you were my favorite. So pathetic.
Frieza stood several meters away, his arms crossed lazily against his chest. He always enjoyed sucking the last bit of hope out of someone before he ended them. To him it had become a bit of a craft, a game. How far could he make them fall?
I'll tell you what. Swear your loyalty to me right now. Beg for my mercy. I am not without a heart, Vegeta.
He chuckled inwardly.
Perhaps I will give you a swift and painless
thum.
Thunder interrupted and shook the ground. A storm of lightning and flashing winds erupted around Vegeta. His eyes had vanished, their pupils now white and deathly. As energy rushed out, the air around him was suddenly dense and warm. At his feet, rocks levitated up a few inches and were crushed into fragments of dust. His head suddenly jerked backwards and then down, all the time his blank eyes remained fixed on Frieza.
Oh my, what's this?
Laughed Frieza.
Got a little bit of your fight back, eh, monkey?
Vegeta's head jerked again. This time a flash of golden yellow light rippled through his hair and vanished as his head dropped again. The sudden flash seemed to encapsulate that moment, freezing it in time. Nearby, the faces of Piccolo, Krillin, and Gohan were captured in a transfixed state of fear and awe.
What's happening to Vegeta?
The young and scared Gohan asked no one in particular. Vegeta's head jerked back again, this time for a second longer, the golden light in his body trying its hardest to violently escape.
Frieza!
Vegeta growled in fury.
Fool! Nothing can save you from me!
Cried Frieza as he lunged, his right fist extended towards Vegeta.
I am a Super Saiyan!
Vegeta roared with all his might as pure rage exploded out of him. Golden light consumed and bled from every seam of his body, ripping Frieza from his trajectory and forcing the icy tyrant backwards. Stunned, Frieza attempted to regain his balance in midair as he shielded his eyes from the blinding energy emanating from Vegeta. The Saiyan's hair stood sharply spiked, no longer black but a resplendent gold. His eyes burned with the heat of a blue flame, and his lean body had now bulked up to a terrifying and perfect fighting form.
What's this? Saiyans transform into apes,
Frieza stammered.
This is completely different from anything that I've ever seen before. Damn, what does this mean?
The Saiyan prince, now fully aware of himself, of what he had finally become, spoke the first words Frieza had ever truly feared.
I am no longer Vegeta, he smirked. I am the legend, your worst nightmare now made a reality,
he chuckled, making sure to look Frieza dead in the eyes.
Super Saiyan indeed. I am death brought to life.
Part 2. The Legend Awakes. Piccolo stood on a cliffside a few hundred feet from the battle, eyes wide in disbelief. To his left was the young Saiyan Gohan, his white chestplate and blue skin suit glistening in the Namekian suns.
"Mr. Piccolo," he began, do you know what just happened to Vegeta? His power level, it just shot through the roof."
"Honestly, I'm not sure, Gohan," the Namekian grunted. "You're certainly right about his energy, though. It's astounding. Whatever a Super Saiyan is, it's possible. No, I'm almost certain that he's really done it."
Frieza levitated, his gaze transfixed on Vegeta. The Frost Demon was snarling in frustrated confusion.
"What? Just what have you done to yourself this time?" he demanded. "What new trick is this, Vegeta?"
Ignoring the question, Vegeta vanished, reappearing instantly just above the demon. Then, with what appeared to be nothing but a light gesture from his elbow, the prince launched Frieza violently downwards. He crashed into a peaceful Namekian island, swallowed by rocks and green seawater as the bit of land caved in on itself. A wicked smirk had been growing on the prince's face, the basest of his Saiyan instincts bubbling madly to the surface. It was now proudly and fully uncontained.
"You're already dead, Frieza," the Super Saiyan chuckled through a half-smirk.
"It's unreal. How could he have changed this much?" Piccolo gasped aloud. "Even after recovering with Dende's healing, Vegeta was still hopelessly outmatched. Frieza laughed off his strongest attack without a scratch, but now," he gulped audibly, "it's as if their roles have been completely reversed. With just one attack, Vegeta proved he has eclipsed even Frieza's immeasurable power."
Gohan nodded, while Krillin was too stunned to respond, the latter's teeth chattering. Frieza emerged from the rubble, furiously filling his aura with purple energy. His anger engulfed the rock and debris around him, vaporizing it and obliterating what bits remained of the island. He then clenched his teeth and glared angrily up at Vegeta. Somehow, for the first time ever, he, Lord Frieza, had been completely caught off guard by an attack.
"But how? I am not slower than a monkey!" he roared internally. "Oh, Frieza, is your ego really so fragile as to be hurt after that?" Vegeta jeered. "I only happened to bump into you, after all. You should consider it an honor. The privilege of being the first person to meet a Super Saiyan in over 1,000 years belongs to you and you alone, my lord." "What?" shrieked Frieza,
his eyes shaking as his fists instinctively balled up.
"You're no Super Saiyan!" "Oh, but truly, I am."
Vegeta grinned with satisfied confidence, inviting the entire planet to bask in his Super Saiyan glory.
"I have ascended, the last of Saiyan royalty rising to claim his throne, his birthright, and now his revenge. Why don't we have a little fight to celebrate my ascendance?"
the prince proudly boasted.
"It'll be the perfect time to showcase my new strength. That is, if you're feeling up to it." "He gets in one lucky blow and all of a sudden he thinks he's already won the game. Stupid, arrogant monkey."
Frieza, regaining his composed and well-mannered demeanor, took a deep breath before responding casually to the prince's boasts.
"Oh, Vegeta," he sighed audibly. "Fine. I suppose I'll play your little game. One final indulgence of your fantasies before the end. Unfortunately for you, these delusional, pathetic taunts have only succeeded in ruining my patience. I wonder if you're truly prepared to back up your words, Super Saiyan," he spat.
Vegeta uncrossed his arms from his chest as he stared at Frieza across the landscape. This was the moment. It was finally here. He blinked to make sure he wasn't dreaming.
"So, are you ready now?" he excitedly questioned. "To witness a power not seen for thousands of years?"
With a smirk, Frieza suddenly boosted his speed much higher than before, vanishing and charging from behind Vegeta with a spinning kick.
"Predictable,"
the prince thought. Just as the Arcosian's armored leg was mere inches from the back of his head, Vegeta turned, catching the kick with ease in his left hand.
"Please,"
he chuckled, before he tightened his fist and drove it straight into Frieza's gut. Frieza gasped, doubled over from the shock. Apart from sparring with his father, he had never before experienced anything akin to pain, much less agony of this magnitude. With a newly damaged pride, the angry Frieza straightened his form, his left hand rubbing at his abdomen. But Vegeta was gone. The despicable Saiyan had disappeared along with his detestable smirk. The Frost Demon sharply twisted his head, frantically and vainly scanning in every direction. Nothing.
"Surely this isn't your best, Frieza,"
a voice from his blind spot gloated.
"We haven't even begun to fight, and you've already lost sight of me. What a shame."
The prince far exceeded the tyrant in mere strength and speed, and more, it felt like he was only beginning to tap into his new power.
"Gah! You will pay for your insolence!"
The emperor's calm demeanor had vanished once again, now only barely containing his hatred, his frustration. It was as if Vegeta knew how to perfectly press his every button.
"Die, you wretch!"
Frieza launched a death beam at point-blank range, but after piercing cleanly through the prince, the image of Vegeta turned to static and faded.
"What? That's impossible! There's no way he could dodge at this range!"
The Ice Titan's teeth were clenched fiercely, his arm and fingers still extended from firing the attack. Worse, he had lost sight of his opponent once again. A few meters behind him hovered the smug Saiyan prince.
"Oh, Frieza, you're much too slow,"
he savored every sweet, taunting word.
"Here, I know you're confused, so let me make it easier on you. My back's turned, how's that?"
Frieza shrieked like a demon, quickly charging and firing a continuous flurry of death beams. Each one was flawlessly and precisely aimed, but not even one struck their mark. The elusive Super Saiyan danced about through the flurry as though he were having the time of his life. Eventually, there was too much dust kicked up by the destruction for the Titan to see clearly. Frieza silently scanned through the haze and rubble, looking, hoping to find his foe's smirk replaced with a bloody, wounded snarl.
"Where are you hiding, monkey? You can't run from me!"
The debris soon cleared, revealing a devastated landscape. Almost every island large enough to stand on had been either crushed to rubble or completely obliterated. No sign of Vegeta remained. A misplaced confidence in his superiority began to grow by the second, until the Titan finally allowed a low but confident chuckle to escape his lips.
"Well, I guess you're not that super of a Saiyan after all!
What's that, Frieza?"
A scowling voice suddenly interrupted from above. Vegeta teleported directly in front of the Frost Demon's face. Frieza's instincts kicked in too late, nearly an entire second after the Super Saiyan had appeared, as he reactively leapt backwards. His reaction time was so much slower than it seemed, as if Vegeta could have yawned while waiting on him to respond. The prince smiled with an immense satisfaction and then crossed his arms, his golden aura rippling through the air around him.
"It can't be!"
stuttered Frieza.
"This is impossible! Why can't I hit you? Just tell me!"
The Frost Demon began backing away slowly, his light purple aura completely overshadowed by the crackling golden waves surrounding the Super Saiyan.
"Poor Frieza! Overwhelmed and afraid, your pathetic ego just can't accept it, can you? I suppose denial is a perfectly natural reaction for a weak-minded fool such as yourself?"
Vegeta couldn't help his exhilaration. Frieza's frantic line of questioning was too perfect. For so long, the prince had waited and dreamed for this day, his day. Now he intended to savor every moment of Frieza's fall. The tyrant deserved much worse humiliation than death, and he was all too anxious to oblige in all due time. The Super Saiyan dared look straight at Frieza, the lord whose eyes few dared to meet directly. For some, only the most brave and defiant, Frieza's terrible eyes were the last and final image they would witness. The red pupils that had haunted the final moments of so many millions were now trembling at the sight of just one man.
"All done? No more witty comebacks?" Vegeta laughed. "Too bad. I am not scared of you!"
Frieza tried to embolden himself by reclaiming his usual calm confidence, but despite these efforts, he looked just as desperate as he felt inside. The golden energy around Vegeta pulsed with a distinct hum, a constant reminder of his newfound status.
I think you just don't know when to quit, Frieza. You're utterly outmatched, and you know it.
The Emperor tightened his fists and stomped the ground, his powerful aura exploding around him. The rock face he stood on tumbled into the blue seas of Namek, forgotten, just like the days of him mocking the Super Saiyan legend as a ridiculous hoax.
You're the one who's through, Vegeta, not me! Do you hear me? You!
You should see the look on your face right now, Vegeta cackled, landing on a nearby cliff top, watching the waves crash below him from the dangerous swells of Ki. I'm afraid you're outclassed in every way.
The insults flowing effortlessly from Vegeta were just as satisfying as he'd imagined. After all, this is a scenario he'd played in his mind for years. It was the day he had dreamed of since being a small boy aboard Frieza's ship. The day when he would rise and fulfill his destiny, reclaim his freedom, when he could rightly be called the strongest in the universe.
We'll just see about that, Super Saiyan!
Frieza charged blindly at the prince, unleashing a relentless flurry of punches and kicks. The barrage was incredibly impressive, but at every swipe and swing, Frieza was unable to lay so much as a finger on Vegeta. As he dodged and weaved between the attacks, the Saiyan's distinct laughter caused those listening in to tremble in both fear and excitement.
Die, you stupid monkey! You filthy ape!
The tyrant shouted. Frieza's desperation was causing his heart to pound more and more quickly. Individually, his attacks were all powerful enough to shatter moons, but not one of them landed on their target. Even as he increased his speed, edging more and more into his real strength, he still couldn't touch the prince.
Vegeta, you coward! You won't get away with this!
He cried. Thoom!
The fist of the Saiyan collided with Frieza's face, launching him across the horizon and out of sight. Casually, Vegeta vanished, speeding toward the crater recently formed by the pummeled body of Frieza, seared in pain.
At last, he thought. The power is all mine, Frieza.
Part 3. Domination.
How? How did a mere monkey get such incredible power?
Shouted the ice demon as he picked himself up.
I demands to know how!
Vegeta's attack had completely shaken his equilibrium, launching him in a tumbling dash across the Namekian landscape where he crashed into an island plateau. It crumbled into the sea, spraying rock fragments through the air. The livid Emperor braced his eyes on the ground, picking himself up from the crater, visibly shaking with hatred. The Super Saiyan suddenly materialized behind him.
To answer your question, he laughed, I simply do a lot of push-ups and sit-ups, and I drink plenty of juice.
This was the thrill of his life. Somehow, against all odds, he had finally done it. He'd realized it right away the second the power overcame him. It was a well of seemingly endless energy, and his rage was the ladle to reach into it. The combined effect was overwhelming, a boil of primal instincts all pumping into his bloodstream. He had only begun to tap into the massive reservoir of energy provided by his transformation.
Bringer of death,
the prince inwardly dubbed himself.
To any foe, past or present, any who would dare cross Vegeta, I will bring death.
Vegeta vanished, teleporting wildly around Frieza, circling the tyrant with laughter and boasts before disappearing again right before Frieza located him.
I must admit, this was unexpected,
he smiled, disappearing. Frieza spun to him, swinging and missing each time.
But that doesn't mean I won't enjoy it.
The prince vanished again. The tyrant roared, firing an explosive wave outwards, a sphere of ki bursting out in every direction. Vegeta avoided it easily, appearing high above.
No!
Frieza cried out in frustration, staring up at the object of his wrath.
I am the Lord of the Universe! How could his power rival mine? By toying with Vegeta, I gave him the opportunity to unlock this new power. I should have destroyed this scum with the rest of the arrogant little monkeys!
Ha! Vegeta chuckled, crossing his arms over his chest.
How does it feel to be a weakling, Frieza? ready to face the facts, to admit you're no match for a Super Saiyan.
Frieza had begun to tremble again, fear and anger threatening to overcome him. He stared at Vegeta, into those sea-green eyes, each of the Saiyan's taunts pushing on his last nerve. It would have been better to destroy him all those years ago, but he'd rather enjoyed making the ever-proud Saiyan prince bend the knee and call him master and lord. Now, as each insult continued to roll effortlessly off the lips of the prince, Frieza could only wish that he'd had the foresight to put down his favorite pet.
Welcome to the end of your life, Frieza. And I promise it's going to hurt.
But no matter their history, Frieza simply would not stand for this kind of treatment. He threw back his hands, each one creating a sphere of dark red flames, crackling with yellow electricity.
You disappoint me, Vegeta. I thought I taught you how to control your tongue better.
Frieza began hurling the flame bolts at Vegeta, firing dozens, then hundreds in a mere matter of seconds. Each one exploded angrily as they met their target, black smoke completely shrouding the ground where the Saiyan stood. Frieza only stopped when he could no longer see where to aim, as he himself was also covered in smog. Panting, he could only wait and hope.
Not so. Noisy now, monkey!
He goaded, catching his breath. But a distinct laughter interrupted his respite, growing in abrasiveness and volume by the second. The haze suddenly dissipated with a golden flash and a burst of wind from around Vegeta.
Wow, Frieza! That almost tickled.
At the sight of his foe undamaged, the Frost Demon said a curse under his breath. That was one of his strongest attacks, and he'd given it everything he had. The ruler of the known galaxy, the tyrant whose very name caused fear across the entire universe, was speechless. His fingernails dug into the skin of his palms, releasing a flow of purple blood down his fingertips, which then dripped onto the ground. No matter what he tried, the Saiyan was not only unaffected, but continued to mock him. He glared with frustration at the Super Saiyan, desperately wishing he could rip out the monkey's tongue.
Is this what you want?
Vegeta taunted, pointing his thumb back at his chest.
No, I don't think so. You're scared, aren't you? Go ahead and run away. Maybe I'll let you live while I chase you.
Ah!
Cried Frieza.
I hate you!
The proud Saiyan prince didn't even take a defensive stance, as if he was just daring Frieza to attack. Insult after insult, mockery after mockery, and a raw, overwhelming power that had taken every hit the Frost Demon could dish out like it were nothing. Never before had the self-proclaimed ruler of the universe found himself in such a dire situation. His emotionally unhinged state was clear enough evidence of that. Frieza's frustration had begun to boil over in fits of reckless rage. But surprisingly, it was still nothing compared to what Vegeta was experiencing. The repressed wrath, the munitions of a small boy barely containing his hatred for the lord he was forced to serve, bottled up for years and years, masked under the guise of obedient service, was violently exploding forth. Such rage, which for most of his life had been contained, had been fueled into the most powerful warrior alive, and the resultant transformation was legendary. Lord Frieza couldn't stand it any longer, the Emperor desperately thinking of ways to silence the traitorous primate. Surprisingly, he hadn't given up. He hadn't faltered or showed any sign of stopping.
For all that you've dared to do, Vegeta, I'll pay you back 10 times! No, 1,000 times!
Vegeta shot up about 100 feet into the air, smirking down at Frieza as if he didn't have a care in the world. His golden-yellow aura shimmered around him, pulsing constantly with his Super Saiyan energy. Pure hatred, which he had fed since his childhood, was exploding all around him. This was the moment of his life. Frieza returned his glare, revealing how successful Vegeta's provocations had been, as his face twisted with rage.
Now learn, Frieza announced. Learn what happens when you mess with the most powerful being in the universe!
Frieza tensed, extending his right arm and firing an enormous wave of purple energy. The blast zoomed toward Vegeta, swelling in diameter the closer it got to him. The ever-confident Super Saiyan laughed out loud. No fear, not even respect, was hinted in his expression, only wrath.
Huh.
The prince grunted in the last instant before impact, leaning into the beam with his right shoulder and brushing it aside with a flick of his arm, sending the attack soaring through the upper atmosphere and harmlessly into space.
What?
Gasped Frieza.
Now do you see the power of a Super Saiyan?
Part 4. Trump Card. A few hundred miles away, Goku floated in the only remaining rejuvenation chamber aboard Frieza's ship. The warm liquid he was in felt a bit like thick water, and it gave him a constant tingling sensation from head to toe. At first, the injuries had stung, and he couldn't have moved if he'd wanted. Now, in light of the relaxing, dreamlike state provided by the healing tank, he didn't even feel like trying to move. He much preferred healing tanks to earth medicine, particularly since no needles were involved. Also, the state of relaxation he was in helped to further his focus on the ongoing battle. But though his keen instincts were keeping him aware of the battle just outside, the blow-by-blow details eluded him.
Wow! This new power of Vegeta's is mind-blowing. Pretty lucky for us, though, he thought. If he hadn't gotten so much stronger, there's a good chance Gohan and the others will be gone right now.
The Saiyans from Earth had been wondering for quite a while now how much longer his rejuvenation would take. He was itching to get to the battlefield and see this fight for himself.
Beep, beep, beep.
The timer on the healing tank buzzed loudly, as if his thoughts alone had triggered the end of the process.
All right, I'm healed!
Goku said excitedly as he placed his right hand on the glass of the tank, shattering it with a small release of energy. In a brilliant explosion of light, Goku shot right out of the hull of the ship, landing softly on the exterior of the vessel. A clean breeze of Namek blew gently against his wet skin, cooling him off more than drying him. He closed his eyes, breathing in his surroundings. The air was salty and warm, but had a certain life to it that was noticeably absent whenever Goku had been in technological or industrial cities.
Wow, I feel incredible! I didn't think I could get much stronger than I was, but I guess I don't know my own limits. Still, I don't know if I have what it takes to go against Frieza or Vegeta. Both of them are off the charts.
For Goku, the moment was surreal, lasting perhaps longer than he should have allowed.
All right, guys, just hang in there. I'm on my way.
Back at the battlefield. Krillin gulped, comprehending not just how outclassed he was, but also Gohan and Piccolo. And he dared think it, even Goku.
Guys, he stuttered. That last attack, it looked like Frieza was giving it his all, yet somehow Vegeta just flicked it into the air like a beach ball. It's scary how strong he's gotten.
It is incredible, though, Piccolo grudgingly admitted. Who'd have guessed that after all the trouble we went through fighting Frieza's other forms, Vegeta would somehow unlock this new form that's so much stronger?
The Namekian, who knew enough to have a healthy mistrust of Vegeta at all times, was quite pissed.
I actually thought I'd gained quite a bit of strength, too, fusing with Nail in addition to my training in Otherworld.
Hey, don't get too down on yourself, Krillin reassured him. None of us knew that Frieza could transform, and even if we had, he still can handle his first two forms no problem.
Piccolo grunted, as if he was disgusted with himself. I only hope Vegeta can end this once and for all.
He is on our side, right?
Gohan asked. Somewhat afraid to know the answer. Piccolo happened to be wondering the exact same thing, hoping that Vegeta would be satisfied if he managed to defeat Frieza. It was conceivable that the prince might be in a good enough mood after defeating the Frost Demon that they could all simply part ways, but was that really likely, considering the power trip Vegeta was on? Piccolo knew better than to assume anything. Frieza stood, right arm extended, staring in shock up into the Namekian skyline. Vegeta had dealt him another great humiliation, effortlessly deflecting an attack that should have vaporized the monkey. The Emperor's strongest energy wave had just been flicked aside, a feat he'd never dreamed possible. Vegeta's laughter filled his ears now, burning away at his patience by the second. Smoke rose from the Frost Demon's scorched fingertips as he panted briefly to recover energy. Above, the Saiyan was probably imagining some creatively gruesome way of finishing him off, and as much as that angered him, the Frost Demon was beginning to refocus. He knew he'd have to think quickly if he were to regain his edge and composure. Nothing he had so far tried was working. He hadn't even so much as scratched Vegeta's shiny golden new form, but he would.
What must I do to be rid of him?
Murmured Frieza.
There must be a way.
Vegeta had become so powerful that even the Frost Demon, in all his vast knowledge of how to kill, was running out of ideas.
Do I not have even one advantage over this so-called Super Saiyan? I will think of something.
The white-skinned emperor suddenly began to recollect all those years ago, back to when he had wiped out the Saiyan race. His attack from space, just beyond the edge of the planet's atmosphere, had been quite the fireworks display. Perhaps even his favorite memory of destroying a planet. He'd burned the whole barrel of monkeys, wiping out the source, and turned their home planet into nothing but an asteroid graveyard. And that's when it came to him. The purple lips of the demon curled in his typical smirk.
Well, well, Vegeta. I must admit you do impress me.
Frieza levitated as casually as possible up towards the Super Saiyan.
It seems there was a bit more truth to your little bedtime story than I thought.
Frieza was smiling as well, his hands resting casually at his sides.
What are you playing at now? Scheming as always, or maybe you really do realize the hopelessness of your situation. Either way, I will find you out.
Stupid, arrogant monkey, he's right where I want him,
Frieza thought, concealing his glee. It was at times like this he was particularly proud of his cunning with words. He could manipulate any situation to his advantage.
So, you're finally ready to admit the truth, Frieza. And here I was hoping I would get the pleasure of torturing it out of you.
Vegeta, for some reason, wanted to wait and see what Frieza was up to. Though in part he felt ready to end it, he was also getting a bit carried away in the ecstasy of his new power.
Perhaps, the tyrant answered. You may indeed be a Super Saiyan, Vegeta. For that I give you credit. Out of the whole barrel of monkeys, one of them finally made good. You willingly acknowledge my superiority, then? Vegeta continued, laughing. Ha ha ha! You're no fun. Although it occurs to me that a mere acknowledgement is hardly what I'm due. Get down, kneel, and extend me every courtesy, Frieza, down to the exact posture and detail you once demanded out of me.
The tyrant's facade of a smile barely held another second. Unable to contain his cunning or his hatred, Frieza's teeth grit together. Somehow he quickly caught himself biting his lip. If only he could keep from reacting to Vegeta's boasts for a few moments more, he would have all the power he needed.
I take it back. There's no amount of groveling that could ever wipe away your sins against me, Frieza. Though it is too bad I'll miss out on your kneeling to me.
Vegeta frowned, suddenly sharpening his tone.
Since I can't stand the sight of your ugly face an instant longer!
His fingers tingled with excitement as he raised them above his head.
Now for the coup de grace. I've thought of the perfect way to send the great Frieza to the grave, something both symbolic and iconic. This is your end, Frieza. Are you ready to stare into the eyes of death itself?
Oh, Vegeta, you never learn,
the tyrant cackled inwardly. Unknown to the prince, Frieza had been secretly charging an orb of black and pink energy behind his back.
Fool! It's not always the strongest that wins the fight!
He lifted his hand high, and instantly the energy ball quadrupled in size, continuing to grow by the millisecond.
Now die, planet, die!
He hurled his death ball straight down, smiling at the brilliance of his plan.
What?
Cried Vegeta in shock. It was already too late to interrupt or deflect the attack.
No, you wouldn't!
I just did!
The spherical supernova ripped through the air, destroying even the tiniest molecules in its path as it dove down towards Namek. It scraped and dug into the surface of the planet, shooting dirt outwards on all sides as it cut its way into the ground.
20 times Kamehameha!
Came a voice from below as a beam of powerful blue energy collided with the death ball. Goku's attack pushed the sphere out of its trajectory and into a nearby cliffside where it detonated. The explosion blinded everyone, creating a dome of light on the planet's surface that could be seen from the other side of the galaxy. When it finally subsided, the planet was still intact, miraculously.
It's my dad!
A young boy shouted.
Goku! Piccolo grinned.
All right!
Krillin added. Stunned, Vegeta looked down and saw him there, healed at last.
Kakarot!
Part 5. Power Up to the Limit. Frieza's death ball only grazed the surface of the planet, but the explosion left a crater several miles in diameter. A dark mushroom cloud covered the sky as far as the eye could see. Two of Namek's suns were blotted out, and with the third sun currently on the far side of the planet, everything darkened like it would during the most intense thunderstorm. The only light remaining was a golden hue rippling through the air as lightning continued to flash. Thunder joined the electricity in shaking the planet, obeying Vegeta's every command.
"Dad!" shouted Gohan. "I'm so glad to see you!"
Goku relaxed from the fury of his 20 times Kaioken, catching his breath. His eyes were anything but friendly as his dark brow warded off Gohan's approach. If he hadn't stopped that blast, the entire planet would be gone right now. Goku was furious. The lives of Gohan, Krillin, Piccolo, and even Vegeta were almost taken instantly before he even had a chance to fight.
"Hey you, Frieza! Whatever grudge you have against Vegeta, leave this planet out of it!"
Vegeta was momentarily grateful for Kakarot's intervention, coupled with the thought that they both wanted Frieza dead. However, his pride having ascended to great new levels, he couldn't resist the chance to demean Kakarot.
"Nobody asked for your assistance, clown. I can handle Frieza quite well all by myself."
"Typical," Goku thought. "I'd do well to remind Vegeta we're on the same side now."
He turned back towards the Super Saiyan.
"Sure you won't flip me for him, Vegeta? I was really looking forward to fighting this guy."
"Ha ha, as if, Kakarot."
Vegeta turned his view back upon Frieza, who was visibly shaken by the failure of his trump card.
"Just consider yourself lucky that you get to witness our entire race being avenged, and by none other than the prince himself, now a Super Saiyan."
Frieza was racking his brain for ideas. His one chance to defeat Vegeta, destroying the planet and thus eliminating the breathable atmosphere, had failed. He, of course, was a frost demon. His race could survive anywhere, so he would have been fine. After all, surviving the explosion of a planet was something he had done on many occasions. Better still, Vegeta was well aware of Frieza's ability to survive the planet's end and simply drift or fly through space until a ship came for him. In a way, it would have been the perfect victory. He would have defeated the Super Saiyan of legend using not only his might, but also his mind. No one would ever dare challenge his supremacy again.
"Well then," Vegeta began, the confident tone in his voice as irritating to Frieza as ever. "If you are quite through with all the interruptions, I think it's about time I finish this."
His mind was racing. Frieza was crafty, this he knew. Luck had been on his side in the form of Kakarot, but he had almost lost due to his own overconfidence.
"How could I have let Frieza outsmart me like that? I'm a Super Saiyan, the most ruthless warrior alive. Worst of all, I had to rely on Kakarot to save me from my stupidity."
His rage again started building.
"You won't have the chance to pull any more tricks, Frieza. I'm going to kill you, once and for all."
Frieza was desperate, yet he had one last hope. Announcing loudly as if to himself, he laid the bait.
"If only I had time to power up to my very maximum. But how? Vegeta has always been a coward, a gutless primate. He wouldn't dare to fight me at full strength."
Frieza grinned inside at his craftiness, hoping it would work. He knew Saiyan pride. He knew that they would never pass up a challenge. This was it.
"Go on, Vegeta. Finish me now while you still have the chance. You know your Super Saiyan strength is nothing compared to my true power."
"Hmm," grunted Vegeta.
"Oh no,"
Piccolo yelled loudly.
"He has to finish this now while he has the chance. If he doesn't, Frieza may very well become even stronger than a Super Saiyan."
"Yeah, this is bad,"
Gohan agreed, reaching his hand onto the pants leg of his Namekian friend.
"Maybe we should get out of here, Mr. Piccolo."
"No, Gohan. It isn't up to us. This is Vegeta's choice." Goku had appeared suddenly beside Piccolo. He spoke with a strange assurance. "If it were me, I would want to fight him at his very strongest, too. Somehow it just feels right. After all, it isn't really fair to beat someone when they aren't at their maximum."
Goku put his hand on Gohan's shoulder, his ever-inspiring smile reassuring the boy.
"Son, I'm proud of how you fought today. You too, Krillin and Piccolo. You guys did an amazing job. Just think about it. You survived this entire time, accomplished our mission with the Dragon Balls, and then took on the strongest being in the universe.
After all we've been through, we aren't going to lose now. Let's just have a little faith in Vegeta.
I don't know, Goku. I have a lot of difficulty putting any trust in Vegeta.
Piccolo tried to speak wisdom.
He only joined us because it was his only choice. Who's to say he won't kill all of us next if he manages to beat Frieza?
Now don't worry, guys. I'm sure it'll all turn out fine.
Vegeta had been considering his options. He knew Frieza was baiting him. His rage was hot enough to engulf Frieza in an instant. But he also wanted to fight him at his best. He couldn't decide if it was curiosity, pride, anger, provocation, or some combination. Perhaps it was a base Saiyan instinct, amplified by his transformation, but he no longer cared. His decision was made.
Fine then, Frieza. I still think you're bluffing, but I will allow you 2 minutes' time in which you may attempt to power yourself up. When that time expires, I will kill you.
Frieza smirked, as his purple lips couldn't contain his renewed excitement.
Part 6. Clash of the Titans. With an instant smile, Frieza clenched his fists and began to summon his full power as purple energy burned around him. He grit his teeth and began to call deep inside himself into every dark corner to awaken the depths of his power. He had only found it necessary to call upon this much of his strength once in his lifetime when sparring against his father. Prior to inheriting half his father's empire, he had been required to prove his strength. Frieza recalled endlessly taunting Cooler, his older but inferior brother, after doing far better in the trials against the mighty King Cold. But now he knew he needed every ounce of that power just to survive. Slowly but surely, it was coming back to him, reawakening inside his bulging muscles.
"I really hope you're right about this, Goku," Piccolo intoned.
Nearby, the tyrant grunted as the veins in his forehead swelled. Frieza's slender white and purple form began to transform again, only this time it didn't seem to be a biological transformation like the others. The muscles in his thighs nearly doubled in size, followed by his calves swelling up to the size of Namek's Dragon Balls. He continued yelling. Next, his shoulders began to grow out and upwards, making the round purple protrusions stand up like bubbly armor. His neck thickened also, as his once thin chest swelled with power and pride.
"Shudder in fear of my full power, Vegeta!"
Lastly, his biceps, triceps, and forearms all hulked out, making his unintimidating final form suddenly a lot more physically intimidating. There stood the Frost Tyrant, his aura now an appropriate icy blue rather than purple. His face was colder and more cruel. Frieza exhaled deeply, dropping to the ground and relaxing his form into his unique fighting stance, his right leg casually resting behind his left.
"Whoa," thought Goku. "He's finally at full strength. I never imagined he was holding back so much. Incredible."
Waiting patiently above was Vegeta. He wore an expression of vague amusement as if to announce his self-assurance.
"That's it, Frieza. Go ahead. It doesn't matter how much you power up. I am a Super Saiyan."
Vegeta's pride echoed in his mind.
"I cannot and will not lose. Not to you, not to anyone."
He stiffened his resolve, preparing to engage in battle. Frieza's demeanor was entirely different from mere moments ago. Gone was the fumbling, fearful foe, and standing before the Super Saiyan was the Emperor of the Universe once again. He smirked, holding his hands to his sides, palms up as if he were some kind of statue to be worshipped.
"Well then, Vegeta, what do you think? After waiting all this time, I'd hate to disappoint you. Though you'll soon regret not killing me when you had the chance."
Vegeta gave a half-smirk, his eyes remaining sharp.
"Already back to your taunts, Frieza."
He then clenched his teeth.
"I gave you 2 whole minutes, and this is how you thank me. Guess I'll just have to test this full power of yours for myself. Hurrah!"
The prince unleashed his fury in a quick dash towards Frieza. As he struck with his right fist, the frost demon reached up and snatched it with his hand. Vegeta swung with his left, which was also caught by Frieza's palm. The two then began struggling to push through each other's defenses. Fingers of violent opposing hands interlocked as lightning wildly struck the earth between them. The force they were simultaneously exerting split the ground below their feet in a fissure and caused the water nearby to boil. In the momentary war of brute strength, neither could seem to gain the upper hand.
"They're completely equal," gasped Piccolo.
Goku looked over at the Namekian quietly.
"For now, at least."
After a few moments of struggle, it seemed a stalemate. But Frieza suddenly found a slight advantage, using his tail to break the deadlock and knock Vegeta backwards. Dashing after him, Frieza swung an angry chop at the Saiyan's chest. But the prince vanished just before it struck, appearing behind Frieza with a sky uppercut. His attack also missed, the force of the blow smashing the unfortunate mountain in its path to tiny bits. The ice demon had dodged just in time, teleporting about 30 meters in front of the prince. Face to face again, the two rushed one another, each warrior free from their restraints, and began a melee clobbering like nothing ever seen before. As the speed of their blows continued increasing, they were soon too quick for even Goku to follow. The shockwaves from each blocked attack felt so powerful they might knock the planet out of orbit, and Namek itself seemed frightfully aware of the damage they were capable of causing.
Thum, 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 came the indistinguishable vortex of rolling thunder and superpowered punches.
Gohan, Krillin, and Piccolo shielded their eyes, barely able to even watch the fight as the intensity of their combined ki was simply blinding.
"They're going to tear this whole planet apart!"
Krillin shouted, his voice barely audible amongst the rambling. The next moment he was swept backwards by the shocks as his defenses gave out. He crashed into a large cliffside above the green water of Namek, causing it to tumble into the sea.
"Piccolo, I want you to take Gohan and Krillin, find Bulma, find my spaceship, and get out of here!"
Goku yelled, trying to be heard over the roars of the battle overhead.
"As for me, I have to make sure Frieza won't come after us. Whatever happens, I won't let him escape. Now go!"
The two warriors shared a brief stare, Piccolo realizing the seriousness in his former enemy's eyes. The Namekian obediently grabbed Gohan and took off. He obeyed because he understood. This was a fight where his own strength was completely meaningless. The presence of anyone Goku cared about would now only serve as a distraction, and he knew neither Vegeta nor Frieza would hesitate to attack for fear of their safety. They had to go.
"Good luck, Goku!"
Piccolo yelled as he flew off. Part 7. The Power of the Super Saiyan. Far from planet Namek, in Otherworld, King Kai of the North anxiously watched the events unfolding. There on his tiny planet, the pupils Yamcha, Tien, and Jiaotzu waited eagerly, watching his every facial reaction as if it might spell doom for their friends on Namek. So much was resting on this one fight between Frieza and the Super Saiyan Prince. As much as they hated Vegeta, King Kai had explained that Frieza was a much worse villain than Vegeta had ever been. In fact, he was largely responsible for turning Vegeta into the heartless warrior he had become. They begrudgingly had decided to put their hope in the Super Saiyan, choosing, as it were, the lesser of two evils. Still, King Kai had to admit his chances still looked good. From the best he could tell, even with Frieza fighting at his maximum power, Vegeta seemed to be holding his own. But it was much too soon for him to call, especially since he knew the cunning of Frieza.
Doom!
Vegeta had taken a hard kick to the face, launching him through multiple mountainous islands before he finally slowed himself and regained balance. Frieza was proving to be every bit as powerful as he had always feared. How could he have ever thought he could take on Frieza before becoming a true Super Saiyan? Until now, he'd had no clue what the Frost Demon was really capable of, and he had to admit it was impressive. But he smiled nonetheless. The thrill of such a climactic battle was like a drug. He felt invincible, predestined to win this fight. He, Prince Vegeta, the first Super Saiyan in 1,000 years, would prove to himself and everyone else why the legend should be feared. Bringer of Death.
"Is this all, Frieza? Or are you still only toying around?"
Vegeta announced slowly. He wiped a streak of blood from his bottom lip with enough smugness to drown what land remained on Namek.
"You stupid, arrogant monkey! You aren't going to win, Vegeta, you'll see!"
Frieza vanished along with the Saiyan, re-engaging the ridiculously fast barrage of attacks. But now Vegeta seemed to be maintaining his cool more easily. Frieza could perceive that any edge he had previously possessed was fleeing fast. Originally, with his 100% maximum, he estimated his own physical strength to hold the advantage, but as he'd exerted himself in several aerial melees, it had slipped away. He was tiring out, and to his frustration, Vegeta seemed to have only taken minor damage.
What's wrong? Don't tell me the all-powerful Lord Frieza is actually running out of steam, Vegeta taunted. I've seen your full power, and at this point I'm completely confident I could finish you off any time I want.
In truth, Vegeta wasn't quite aware of the full extent of his own powers yet, but he was certain he could back up his boasting.
Here it comes, Frieza. What? You can't honestly believe I'm going to fall for that, Vegeta!
Cried the Lord of the Universe. Before the demon could speak another word, Vegeta smashed his Super Saiyan fist into Frieza's gut. Coughed the demon as blood and saliva spewed from his mouth. He couldn't breathe, a sudden burning in his lungs announcing the wind had been expelled from his body. The mighty Saiyan's fist lodged in his torso signaled the beginning of the end.
Oh, Frieza, don't you see? I'm not trying to trick you. The truth is far too much fun.
Vegeta yanked his hand out swiftly and, in one powerful stroke from both his fists, hammered Frieza towards the planet. Smiling, he peered down through the debris, quite satisfied with himself.
Kakarot, he spoke to Goku, but didn't turn towards him. I invite you to observe the great and mighty Frieza, the author of our race's extinction. Witness as he stumbles to even pick himself up, the disgraceful demon at last getting his just deserts. Know that your father and mine, and so many other Saiyans, are smiling down on us in this moment. Feast your eyes, Kakarot, and let this be a day long remembered. With the death of this bastard, our people will finally be avenged.
Goku nodded, listening carefully to the tone behind Vegeta's words. The call seemed almost like an invitation to be an avatar for the entire Saiyan race. But he'd never known them. Goku felt nothing of the hatred he should have inherited. True, Frieza was a living nightmare and needed to be stopped. But Goku just didn't feel the way Vegeta thought he would. Vegeta, he answered. This fight is over and he knows it. You've beaten him at his very best. But that just makes him more dangerous and unpredictable. Goku's thoughts went to Gohan, Krillin, Piccolo, and even Bulma. We need to get out of here before he does something desperate again. There's no more reason to provoke him like this, not when you've already shown him that a so-called monkey is stronger than he'll ever be. Goku paused for effect, choosing his words as carefully as possible. Please, Vegeta. Convincing Vegeta to overlook his vendetta was an impossible task, but for the sake of the planet, he had to try. Vegeta rolled his bottom lip under his teeth in rage, turning his eyes to his fellow Saiyan.
Really, Kakarot? Mercy? To Frieza, of all people, you sickening, disgraceful low class!
Vegeta spat.
I'd hoped even an infuriating, clownish excuse for a Saiyan would understand what this means to me, to our entire race!
But they're gone, Vegeta. And if we don't get out of here now...
Enough!
He turned again to the fallen tyrant. Frieza was still panting, having barely picked himself up to one knee.
And as for you, Frieza, I will not allow you to live. You will pay for what you've done to me.
He ignited his golden aura and pushed it to what he felt was his maximum power.
This fight is over!
He placed his arms out straight before him, his fingers curled as his palms joined at the base. A small sphere of dense golden energy began to form at the center, crackling with power. Electricity danced through the air around it and jumped through Vegeta's wrists, streaking out through his fingers. Goku was awed, his eyes trembling.
Vegeta! What incredible power!
Vegeta, his attack almost fully charged, gleamed with renewed excitement as he stared down upon his trembling foe.
I'm going to finish you off! Goodbye, Frieza!
Frieza turned his head to face the legendary golden man poised above him,
He had no more words of defiance, nor did he have time to speak them if he had. Struggling, he staggered to his feet, clutching at the pain in his stomach.
Feast your eyes on Super Vegeta's Gallic Flash!
From his hands, the cannon exploded, launching a burning stream of yellow energy, directed straight at Frieza. The blast was unavoidably huge, racing brilliantly in a beam of pure vengeance. Vegeta gathered all his remaining resolve as he tensed his body for impact.
I can never be defeated!
He braced for the attack, feet planted and both arms extended with all his might. Instantly, the blast stung and drove him deep into the ground, crushing rock and dirt beneath his burning feet. For a moment, he slowed its impact, but he felt his flesh beginning to melt, his knees suddenly weak.
I can't control it! It's too powerful!
He moaned in desperation. Above, Frieza could distinctly hear the laughing voice of Vegeta howling with unquenchable delight. He had lost. Vegeta had won. Frieza felt his last ounce of resistance falter, and then the blast took him. Bringer of Death. For the text of this story, visit the fanfiction.net page of N.P. Barry Hill. Music arranged by N.P. Barry Hill, inspired by the works of Bruce Faulkner. Special thanks to Sakiko. For more stories that I've read, visit samgabrielvo.com, where you can also find links to my Discord server and other ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.